Jess in with you this morning. Now, one of my favourite country music artists in the country is Casey Barnes. He's just released his latest single. It's called Come Turn Me On. It's been a hectic 18 months, but certainly he's released some fantastic music. Casey, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Tell us about this one, Come Turn Me On. What's the idea behind it?
Well, I guess it's pretty evident in the title, but it's a track that I co-wrote with these two amazing songwriters over in Nashville that I've been working with now for, I guess, the last couple of years, and they co-wrote two of my previous tracks, Sparks Fly and We're Good Together, and I guess, yeah, this we just had a great thing going with them, and we knew that this was, you know, a great first single for the next album, so I'm excited to have it out there.
It's fantastic. It's hot, Casey. I think that probably describes it.
It's funny. My fans are already trying to come up with merch ideas at the moment, so, you know, whether or not we could have a bumper sticker or something like that, or I don't know. Well, I did a live stream on my Facebook last night, and they reckon we need to bring out Come Turn Me On underwear. Could be a little bit weird, but anyway.
And you never know. There could be a spot in the market for that. I'm sure people would get behind it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Well, you just performed at the Fringe Festival. How was that?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's nice to be able to get back out on the road and do some shows, and especially interstate. You know, we've been trying to get to South Australia and different parts of the country, so we got to go down there last weekend, and the next stop's Melbourne, and then we're off to Tassie. So I think after that, it'll be time to hopefully get to New South Wales. That'll be next on the list.
I reckon you're well overdue for a stop in the Hunter Valley. You were in Scone well before COVID happened, but before that, your first big break was actually in the Hunter Valley. Tell us about that.
It's a true story. Yeah, look, a long time ago, my first ever big break was getting to open for Bryan Adams for A Day on the Green, which a lot of your listeners would have probably been or heard of, A Day on the Green. And yeah, it was a dream come true at the time, because I grew up listening to Bryan Adams, and he was actually my first ever CD that I owned as a kid, was getting his Greatest Hits album. So it was an amazing opportunity. And the only twist to the story was we'd been rehearsing for months, and we were backstage ready to go on, and this freak storm hit, and we got pulled right at the last minute. We thought we were about to go on stage, and the stage manager came into our green room and said, "Look, we're so sorry, guys, but you know it's too dangerous for you to go on stage, and unfortunately, we're going to have to pull you guys." So it was devastating at the time, but thankfully, the next day we got to play, and it was an amazing experience. So yeah, it was something I'll never forget.
That's awesome. I mean, opening for Bryan Adams, that's just next level.
Oh, it was, and he's such a lovely guy too. I mean, you know, all the little things that he did to make us feel welcome, and it was, I think one of the best things was the next day we performed, and he, you guys probably played this song, but he did a duet with Sporty Spice called Baby When You're Gone, and that's such a great track, and he always likes to get a random female out of the crowd to join him on stage, and he didn't know that my wife Michelle can sing, and I'm sort of pointing at her in the crowd just saying, "Just trust me and get her up," because we were up the front, and he pulled her up on stage, and they did that song together and brought the house down. It was just awesome. So
that's so
definitely
good.
Definitely won't forget that.
No way, that's awesome. Well, with the new single out, Casey, does that mean that at some stage this year we're going to see an album from you?
Definitely, yeah. This is the first single off what will be the next album, and we're looking at releasing it later on this year. So yeah, lots of new music in the pipeline, and I'm excited to get some new stuff out there.
Awesome stuff. Well, Casey, it's an absolute pleasure having you on the show this morning. Make sure you go listen to his new single, Come Turn Me On. Follow Casey on all the social media, and we can't wait to catch up with you soon in the Hunter Valley.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me.